I mentioned earlier, Jim, I think this is a colt we can certainly follow with confidence going forward. He's really promising. 3 from 3 yesterday, trained by the man who knows how to produce top-class racehorses. Gerald Ryan's on the line. Gerald, good morning, and couldn't help but be impressed by Standout yesterday. He's made a rapid transition from a maiden win on debut straight through to stakes grade in 3 starts. He looks pretty special, Gerald.
Yeah, morning, Ray. Yeah, he has always shown good ability. And he's just taken a little bit of time, and we weren't in a hurry for him. And you know, he's showing the rewards now. And like, it's hard to go for maiden at Gosford to benchmark 64 at midweek at Kensington, middle against his own age, and then to step up to stakes class. But we always thought he'd measure up. We always, right from what he's shown, right from when he was a young horse, we thought he'd measure up to that company anyway.
Yeah, yeah. The name suggests that that was the thought pattern. Mm. From what I understand, you knew straight away as well, Gerald. What was it in particular about the horse that gave you that impression?
Just his appearance, his pedigree, and also his attitude. You know, he did have a bit of an attitude as an early 2-year-old. He's a bit keen and want to get on with it. And the Kieran rode him one day in a trial at Randwick, and he comes back in, he's the hardest pulling 2-year-old he's ever ridden.
Wow.
And then he was starting to come back to us, and we were going to run out of time to get him ready for the good 2-year-old race in the autumn, so we just decided to give him a break.
Mm. Yeah, Gerald, he's a full brother to the 2013 Golden Slipper winner, Overreach, but with him, it's been more about patience and, I guess, getting that colt to understand what racing's all about, because it sounds like as a 2-year-old, he was just in a rush to do everything.
Yeah, he was. He was. And I think Mr. Alamondi sort of thought the other 2 out of the mare, Overreach and Outreach, they didn't. The colt only had the 1 start and ran 2nd to Vancouver here at Rose Hill and broke down, never raced again. And the filly had nothing but troubles after she won the slipper, so never ever saw the best of her again. And I think that was the idea that George wasn't in a hurry with this way, you know.
Based on that, and given that you've got a history of that as well, Gerald, are we looking at a Coolmore Stud Stakes, or you're going to say, no, let's hold over till next autumn?
No, we'll hold over till next autumn. You know, I don't like giving too many runs their first preparation. And behind, if we give him one more run, if he's okay, if he's come out of the race okay, if we give him one more run in a fortnight, and then he can have a nice break and get ready for the autumn here in Sydney, you know. Race like the Arrowfield Stud, Arrowfield Stakes, you know. Mm. One day it'll be a Group 1. It's the best sprint and 3-mile race in Sydney in the Melbourne at the Coolmore. Sydney's got the Arrowfield Stud Stakes. And then, you know, PJ Smith, that's aiming high.
Yeah.
But the PJ Smith, 3-year-old's got a good record in him. I won it twice with 2 3-year-olds. So we'd sort of aim at something like that in the autumn with him. Mm. You know?
Yeah, exactly. Gerald, that race you're thinking of in Tuts, a Roman Consul for Standout?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And, Gerald, before I let you go, could I ask you about a horse I saw win at Hawkesbury on Thursday? He's 2 from 2 as well, a Snitzel colt called Batiga. Also, I think was bred in his race by George Altamonte. And he's turned a foot at Hawkesbury. I know it was only a Class 1, but he put him to bed in about 2 strides that day.
He's a totally different horse. He's a big horse. He's a scopey horse. Pedigree says on his pedigree page, I think there's only one horse that's won 1,600 metres.
Mm.
Most of them are 1,200 to 1,400 metre horses, but he does go like and look like a horse that'll run 2,000 metres, you know. He went to the sales and never got his reserve, but he's come back. Once again, he's another one's taking a bit of time, but when you have a look at him, it's easy to see why. But he's a horse, he's got no speed, he balances up, and he's still a bit raw, still a bit green, but he's getting there, and you know, he's another one, might only have 1, perhaps 2 more starts, and put him away for the autumn, because he could make if he keeps progressing, he could make Rosehill Guineas
Horse. Yeah, I was thinking of Guineas Horse. Yeah, look, they're two really promising colts, Gerald. The stable's going great. Villamai was terrific Friday night. So was Legend of Condor. And look, congratulations on Standout's win yesterday, Gerald. And I hope we have you on again through the Spring Carnival.
Okay, no worries. Thanks, Ray.
Thanks, Gerald.